much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to Kansas City, you know, for the big Bond show there.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there just Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Well, tonight, how do you feel, Red?
Well, the doctor said I don't have rabies. You know what happened to me? You know what happened to me? There's a big stray dog came over to my house, see? I gave him a bath and tried to make friends with him, and then he turned on me. Oh, boy, he was mean. I won him over there. I threw him a bone.
Well, that's using your head.
Yeah. You know, after I was nice to him, he bit me. He bit me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where did he bite you?
Well, I can't say, but... If I was an automobile, I'd have a leaky gas tank. Let's turn the clock back 4 days and go out to my house and I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Mr. Skeleton, that dog is still in the backyard. He won't go away.
Yeah, I know.
He gets nastier every day.
You're not kidding. Tenor's telling me nothing. I'm not telling you anything either. That dog did this morning, he brought a bill collector in, opened up the closet door where I was hiding, and he says, maybe this'll teach you not to feed me horse meat. I love dogs, so you know.
Well, Mrs. Skelton said for you to get rid of that dog.
Why?
He might bite one of the children.
Ah, he wouldn't harm a flea. He's got a million of them, hadn't harmed a one. When he scratches, I think he's a talent scout for a flea circus. Maybe if I rubbed him down with alcohol, the fleas would get drunk and drag him off.
I've never seen a dog as big as he is before.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday he wagged his tail and he killed 3 good humor men.
What kind of a dog is he?
You name any breed and you got it, boy. His mother, I think, was a Russian wolfhound. His father was a German shepherd. And his father was an Eskimo spitz. And his grandmother was an English bull.
What does that make him?
A 4-legged Hungarian goulash. Anything I can give him to eat?
Well... Here's a ham bone. Give him that.
Oh, yes. A bone from a ham. Alas, poor Burl. I knew him well. Here, boy. Here, now, take it easy. Here, I got something for you. Now, come on, now. Sit up. Sit up, boy. Come on. Here. Okay, take the bone, but let me up, will you? Look, you're supposed to be man's best friend. Okay, so I'm not the man. Here. I don't have enough trouble. Here comes that grumpy next-door neighbor of mine, Mrs. Fussy.
Mr. Skelton, what are you doing to that dog?
Well, I wasn't doing it.
Oh, don't you sass me, you bunhead. Why, I can have you put in jail for mistreating an animal.
Well, he was...
That's a pretty weak excuse if I ever heard.
Look, I haven't told you yet.
Well, I can read your mind. I'm good at shorthand. That dog has got to go. Last night it howled so loud I couldn't hear myself snore. And this morning it was making eyes at my